And welcome to the Chord of Three podcast. This is your host, Spencer Breedlove.
And Lisa Breedlove.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Spencer.
She loves it when I do that. Hey, we are glad to be back with you guys today. And we have just returned from our small group. I really like our small group.
I do too.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of laughter.
Yes.
A lot of sharing of prayer requests and you name it.
Just a space to be real.
Good conversations. Yeah.
To be real.
Good place to have some good conversations about the things that we're learning and growing in and encouraging one another and asking good questions.
Yes.
And speaking of really good questions, we're going to talk about, we're going to have a little, almost kind of like a game tonight.
A game.
Okay, it's a rapid fire game. Rapid fire game called 10 for 10. I made that up, by the way. 10 for 10. It is 10 questions for 10 answers. And the way that we're going to play this is that Lisa asks me a question, I answer. I ask her a question, she answers, and we're going to go for a total of 10 questions. So she gets 5 questions, and I get 5 questions.
But there's no real winner. This is not a game like...
Honey, you are the winner.
Oh, thanks. Okay, as long as we've stated that up front.
You're the
okay,
winner. Good. You know why?
Why?
Because you got me as a prize.
Oh, wow. I got the booby prize.
Oh.
Just kidding.
That was totally just unscripted.
Kidding. Just kidding.
So I'm the bounty.
Bounty.
Yeah, I would be the bounty.
Okay.
I'm the reward.
The booty. Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, we are digressing there, aren't we? So it has been said that even the smallest of questions can open a door into the soul. So we're going to ping pong back and forth with some specific questions for one another. Like I said, I have really no idea what she's going to ask me, and she has really no idea what I'm going to ask her. So some of these answers may be funny. Some may be sad. Some may be serious. Some may be like falling on deaf ears. Who knows? We're going to find out. So anyway, Lisa's going to start us off with the first question. And my first answer, and then I'll start us off with my question and her answer.
Okay, here we go. What band would you have wanted to see in their prime?
What band wanted to have seen in their prime?
Yes, so it has to be more than one person singing, like a band.
That would be Genesis and Phil Collins.
Oh, that's a good one.
Can I have another one? Like another answer?
No, that was one.
Yeah, Phil Collins and Genesis.
One band that you would... Because the other... was the prime?
That had been like...
Early 90s?
In the 80s, 90s.
Like, okay.
The other one would have been Huey Lewis on the News.
I could have guessed. That's who I thought you were going to say. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Neither one of those would have been mine.
Well, I didn't ask that question.
I know. I was just saying, this is how you learn, you know, that we really are different.
Very different. Uh-huh. Very. Okay, Lisa, if you could be a character in any book or movie, who would you be?
I feel like we've already done this before.
We haven't done that one.
We haven't?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you could be any character.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh.
Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my
That's
dear Scarlett.
Yes, what Rhett Butler
what
says.
Rhettler, what Rhett Butler. What blah, 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 blah. Can't what talk.
Rhett Butler says.
Rhett Butler.
Yes, Scarlett O'Hara. And that's a book and a movie.
That is a book and a movie.
People
okay.
People know that. Spencer, what sound or smell triggers a powerful memory for you? Which it is proven that it does that.
Yes, it does.
Sounds and smells can take you back.
This might be a little gross.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's the smell of sweet potato fries.
Oh.
Yeah, the smell of sweet potato fries. When I smell sweet potato fries, it sends me back to a day when I was at work several years ago, and I had, and I'm not going to state the restaurant name, but it's been a long time because I love this restaurant, and I ordered some sweet potato fries, and they made me sick.
I don't know that the fries makes you sick.
Well,
or you just were sick.
Well, I got sick after I ate them.
After you ate them, so that stuck in your memory, right? Okay.
And I saw them when they came back up.
Wow.
So
TMI.
There you go.
Okay. Wow.
All right. There's your answer.
That's
just sick. All right.
Okay.
If you had a personalized license plate, what would it say?
So that's seven letters?
I don't know.
How many?
Let's say seven or eight.
Okay.
If you had a personalized license plate, what would it say?
Eat my dust. So it'd have to be EATMYDST, dust.
Leave out the vowels.
Dust.
Leave out the vowels.
Well,
yeah.
Just the U.
Which is what a lot of people wind up doing today is they leave out the vowels.
I like it when I see them on cars and I try to, you know.
Try to figure it out. It's like a word puzzle.
Yeah.
Eat my dust.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Lisa.
Oh, wait. I thought it was my turn.
I'm going to ask you a question. Oh, wait. Oh,
that
it is your turn.
That was my
question. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Spencer, number three.
I was getting excited.
What milestone or achievement has meant the most to you? So you personally.
Milestone or
achievement in your life thus far?
I would. Wow, that's a big question. I would have to say. I would have to say turning 50. I'd have to say turning 50 years old.
A milestone of turning 50?
Yeah, that's a milestone.
Meant a lot to you?
Yeah.
That you made it?
Well, yeah, that I made it. But now as I look back on that moment and I look back over this past year, I feel like that at this age, there has been a lot of growth that has led to that milestone age. And now it's an opportunity for me to reinvest all of those lessons into people that I get to coach or that I work with or that I get to serve with. It's really moving into this place of significance of just
I like that.
In teaching and coaching and having the experience to invest in other people. I would say that one.
And isn't that interesting that, you know, when we were kids, we thought 50.
That's so old.
So half a century. Yeah,
that's so old. And then what's really cool about at the age that I'm at right now is what's really cool is when I tell people that I'm 50, they go, "You're 50?"
That is a nice compliment.
It is a nice compliment.
Sure.
And they question that. So I'm like, yeah, I am. I actually...
You're proud to be there.
I'm proud to be there.
Yay!
Absolutely. Okay, Lisa, how, and you can describe this in one word or several words, I don't care.
Okay.
How would you describe your personality?
Oh. Me describing myself,
yeah.
My personality.
How would you describe your personality?
I think I have a... fun, I think I have a...
You're speechless.
I know. I mean, that's hard to, like, talk about yourself, though.
Well,
I mean, I think I have a fun personality. I think I don't know.
Yeah, you have a fun personality, but how would you describe your personality? On an Enneagram scale, you're a challenger.
Yes, we've already talked about that.
Okay.
The galvanizer.
You're a galvanizer. Yeah, you're tenacious. We've talked about
that. So my personality is a go-getter. I like to...
You're a competitor.
Talk. I like to... Yeah. I don't mind taking charge. I don't...
You hate losing.
I don't mind being out in front.
True.
I don't like losing.
Right.
I like to give my opinion.
Yeah, there you go. She is opinionated. She can be opinionated.
I don't sound like a very person, though.
How about the pot stirrer?
No, I do not stir the pot. I just tell the truth. That's called exhortation.
Oh, that's...
That's a spiritual gift.
There you go. Exhortation.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
All right. Spencer, what possession do you hope that you own in the next 20 years?
A house.
I thought that's what you would say.
Near the beach.
Oh,
for you.
I thought you'd say a house.
For you.
Oh, thanks, hon. A house that's near the beach.
Yeah.
The next 20 years.
Yes.
For me. That's
yes,
sweet.
Definitely.
That was very selfless.
Okay. All right. Who, for you, who is someone who believed in you at an early age? Who's somebody that has believed in you at an early age?
I remember a couple of teachers.
Uh-huh.
I do. Third grade.
Yeah.
Was a very meaningful year. And then, especially then as I hit middle school, I had just some really godly teachers that believed in me and would say that to me,
mm-hmm.
that they would recognize maybe gifts or abilities that I had, and they would speak into that to draw that out. And I remember a teacher gave me a book, Mrs. Hill, in sixth grade, Great Expectations, and just wrote a sweet note in the front of the book telling me that that God had a plan for my life, and she had great expectations as well to live up and step into that, live in that.
That's cool. That's cool. All right. This is your fifth question for me, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now okay. We're coming to an end. We're about to land this plane. This is going to be a quick podcast. Right now, we're sitting at about 13 minutes.
It is. It is.
That's all right.
But that's okay. We have a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's almost 11 o'clock at night. Jazzy hears us talking
you can hear,
in here.
Yeah. Jazzy's.
Lizzie
got
just
FOMO.
Got. Lizzie,
Jazzy has FOMO.
Yeah. She's got FOMO.
Yeah.
Lizzie's upstairs.
Just came back from work.
From work.
Yeah.
So it's a little nutty around the Breedlove household. That's okay.
All right. Fifth question, Spencer.
Yep.
What is one decision that you made that required a lot of courage?
One decision.
Mm-hmm. One that stands
out. I've made a lot of decisions that.
I know, but one that stands out where you felt like you really had to be courageous, brave.
That would go back to when I stepped down from pastoring our church and going full-time with FCA.
Mm. Yes,
because,
career.
Yeah, because the thing is that there were, in both of those organizations, church uh-huh. and within FCA,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of people that gave and continued to give to support those two ministries. So I had stakeholders in both of those organizations, and in both of those organizations, those stakeholders were close friends, and I knew that when that decision was settled and resolved in my heart and in our heart together, that we were going to have to step down from one of the other it was going to cause disappointment in somewhere. Other people. Somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
Somewhere it was going to cause disappointment. And
there was a cost.
And so there was going to be a cost. There was going to be a relationship cost there at some level. And, but I knew that God was saying, no, I want you to go full time with FCA. So I made that decision. We resolved that decision. I communicated that decision to some key people at our church at that time. And like I said, I knew that it was going to cause some hurt and some grief, some disappointment. And it did. And it was hard. It was hard on everybody. And I know it. But so that one took a great deal of courage for me, because I'm such a people pleaser that I don't want to disappoint people.
Sure.
I don't want to hurt people. So I knew that that decision was going to take a lot of courage to do that.
Okay.
So
and
there
it
you
paid
go.
Off. You did.
And
that.
It did.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Last question for you. All right. If you had to give a disclaimer about yourself before entering into a relationship, what would it be?
I gave you one, honey. I gave you one.
I know.
Okay, when we were dating and it was getting serious and talking marriage, okay, and the rest of our life together, I did feel like I needed to make it pretty clear that there's a lot of things I didn't mind doing. I knew I needed to learn some things. I needed to learn to cook. But I did tell you, I don't clean bathrooms. And
it's true.
I mean, that was just the leading of the Lord for me to say that, because then I ended up having boys.
Now you go all spiritual.
No, I really just, yeah, I'm a very neat person, so I'm going to keep my bathroom neat, but I didn't want to clean everybody else's bathrooms and other people's mess.
Now, people, she is telling the exact truth, 100%. She told me before we got married. Spencer?
Well, I felt like, be honest up front. And then
I remember it just like it was yesterday. I don't do toilets.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said.
It was mostly the toilets.
I don't do toilets, period.
Yeah. In the toilet, around the toilet.
Not doing them.
And, okay, but let's also be honest.
And I think I can count on one hand. I think I can count on one hand.
I've
the number
of
times.
A few times, right?
On one hand, I think I can count the number of times you've cleaned the toilets.
That's right.
That's a lot of days.
Well, I was truthful then.
You
right?
were. You were truthful.
But I gave the disclaimer.
You did give the disclaimer.
Gave the caveat up front.
Yes, you did.
So you knew what you were getting into.
I did know what I was getting into. And
yes.
And it was worth it.
Thanks, hon.
Still is worth it. So,
thank you.
So questions. These questions. You can take some of these questions, ask your kids, ask your spouse, enjoy some conversation. Hopefully these things have encouraged you to do that in having those conversations.
Yes, I was going to say that we have taken some of these. We have different little booklets. Some friends of mine at Westminster actually have made a couple of these booklets, and we have one here at home, and I have one at school, but there's lots out there for conversation starters. And it is just a good thing to carry with you. Use them at the dinner table. I use them in my classroom at lunchtime because we're all sitting there having lunch together. And it's a great thing to get the kids thinking, to share. It's it really helps you grow in your relationships and get to know other people better.
And there were some questions that you answered that I was like, I learned something, you know.
See, even after
all 29 years of knowing each other.
Me too. I thought, I knew, you know, maybe what you would answer, and it was a little different. Mm-hmm. So it is good.
So where can somebody find this little booklet? Is there some information in that booklet?
Well, I know that Jared and Katie Bryant have put a few of them out, and actually their son, Andy, that I taught, did one specifically for kids that I use at school, and they gave them to me as a gift. But
they have a website. It's called The Known Project. So it's KNOWNproject.com. That's the website that they put on here. And, yeah, it's really cool. A little pocket deal, you know, pocket guide for deeper conversation, created right here in Athens, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, these things, we'll put this on the show notes for them and, for you to be able to track down and have more deeper conversations with people that you love and get to do life with.
Yes. Take time, slow down, listen to people, look at them in the eyes, have face-to-face conversations, and you'll be amazed at what you learn about them, maybe about yourself, and just even in conversations, how God can work.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Court of Three podcast. We're grateful for you. If this is a podcast that has encouraged you, please share it with your friends. Share it on social media, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you do your social media. We certainly appreciate you doing that, and we look forward to being with you next time. Until then,
thanks for listening.
Peace out.